From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. It's now Hurricane Nate, and it's causing concern that it could be the latest storm to cause significant damage to the already hurricane-ravaged U.S. Currently, it's moving toward the central Gulf of Mexico with maximum sustained winds of 130 kilometers per hour. Additional strengthening is expected through Saturday. John Bel Edwards is Lieutenant Governor of the U.S. state of Louisiana, which is being prepped to take the brunt of Nate.
We are monitoring this storm with H hour being 2000 hours or 8 o'clock on Saturday evening, because that's when we need to be ready. Once it gets dark, things are much more difficult. And so we're asking people to make sure that they are fully ready and prepared where they want to be and in the proper posture by 8 o'clock on Saturday night.
North Korea might be preparing to conduct another missile test.
Pyongyang is said to be preparing a long-range missile test in the near future, which it believes can reach the west coast of the United States. That's according to Russian lawmaker Anton Morozov, who was quoted by RIA news agency on Friday after reportedly returning from a visit to North Korea, though he didn't specify which officials had given him the information. According to a US official, there have been signs Pyongyang could be planning a missile test on or around October 10. The anniversary of the founding of the ruling Korean Workers' Party, and a day after the Columbus Day holiday in the US. But they also cautioned Pyongyang hasn't staged launches despite indications that it would in the past. Tensions over North Korea have ramped up in recent weeks since Pyongyang staged a series of missile tests and had a heated exchange of tough rhetoric with Washington.
And this is VOA News. Las Vegas police say they still have no motive for the shooter who killed at least 58 people and wounded hundreds more at an outdoor country music concert earlier this week. In a news conference Friday afternoon, the undersheriff, Kevin McMahill, told reporters police are still searching for clues to why Stephen Paddock fired repeatedly from the window of the Mandalay Bay Hotel Casino. On Thursday, Las Vegas police said they have found the car they had been looking for as part of the investigation into the deadly mass shooting. Police say they found a Hyundai Tucson when executing a search warrant in Reno at the home Paddock shared with his girlfriend. In recent days, investigators have found that days and months before carrying out the worst mass shooting in recent U.S. history, Paddock rented hotel rooms overlooking other music festivals in Las Vegas as well as Chicago. Media reports cite law enforcement officials and say that Paddock reserved two rooms in Chicago in August overlooking the Lollapalooza Festival, which draws hundreds of thousands of fans yearly. Paddock did not check into the rooms, and it is unknown whether he was in Chicago that weekend. The U.S. military said Friday that a fourth American soldier was killed during an attack by suspected Islamist militants this week in Niger. Military officials said the soldier disappeared after a deadly ambush on Wednesday during a joint U.S.-Niger patrol near Mali. They said the soldier's body was found by Nigerian forces Friday after an extensive search. Three other U.S. service members were already confirmed dead after the attack. A U.S. defense official told VOA Thursday they were members of the U.S. Army Special Forces, also known as Green Berets. Information on the fourth soldier was not announced earlier because of an extensive search effort underway. Four members of Niger's security forces were also killed during Wednesday's attack. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to decertify the Iran nuclear agreement next week, but stop short of completely scrapping the deal, according to media reports.
The Iranian regime supports terrorism and exports violence, bloodshed, and chaos across the Middle East. That is why we must put an end to Iran's continued aggression and nuclear ambitions. They have not lived up to the spirit of their agreement.
Mr. Trump will declare it is not in U.S. national security interest to certify the 2015 deal that Washington reached with Iran and five other countries. The move would launch a 60-day period during which Congress must decide whether to reimpose some or all of the economic sanctions that had been lifted as part of that agreement. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.